Now, news overnight of the world's most famous prize for visual arts, the Turner Prize. It's been awarded overnight in London to Lubaina Himid, the first black artist to win this and also the oldest artist to win the Turner Prize. Anita Barrow joins us.
Hi, Michael.
So what do we know about the artist?
Well, she's 62, so yes, as you say, the oldest. She was born in Zanzibar. She's a professor of contemporary art at the University of Central Lancashire. Her work is very concentrated on race, politics and identity, and she generally makes sort of large-scale works on the whole and biting satire. For example, there's a series of the smaller works, dinner plates, very fine china dinner plates, painted with vomiting aristocrats, a sort of a comment on the abolition of slavery. Those poor, poor aristocrats, slaves.
That'd put you off your hors d'oeuvres.
Well, you know, you've got to consider them, don't you? She's very aware, I think, of her intended audience. She's said in the past that she wants to make work that black women in particular can identify with. So that's those fine china plates, I think, black women. In the 80s, in particular in London, where she was most well known as a really leader of the black arts, women's arts movement in the 1980s. She hasn't had a lot of press coverage of more recent times, but she's highly respected. She's received an MBE for her services to black women's art in 2010. So she's been very present and influential, but not really in the critic's eye.
So she's got, I mean, just to look at her work, I'm looking at a photograph of them here. A lot of them are big sort of cut-out figures of larger than life figures, often imitating figures that we see in classical paintings well-known paintings. There's something called a fashionable marriage. What's this about?
Yes, well, this is part of the Turner Prize. Includes an exhibition of all the nominees' works, and one of hers that's featured is such a gritty thing, and I think generally it's seen as one of the best of its time. It's a riff on the Hogarth, as you say, the marriage à la mode, and in hers there's sort of cut-out figures who are recognisable as Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher flirting. And she's described this work as an expression of, and I quote, "a picture of London in the 80s in the midst of hedonistic, greedy, self-serving, go-getting, opportunistic mayhem. Everyone who shook or moved in artistic semicircles or political whirlpools was a deserving dartboard. I took aim and threw."
So this is the first time the prize has been opened up to artists over the age of 50, or the first time for a while, I think.
1991.
Yes, they decided it was going to be a youngies only, and then they've gone back to the old rules. So what's been the reaction in the press? What have the critics said?
Well, interesting, they're the oldest. Pretty good. I think generally love her work. And I think, although some, as been pointed out to me, the Telegraph said it was a specious cop-out, too safe, but people love her work. She's seen as a very worthy winner, combining wisdom, heft of years with a contemporary sharpness and sophistication.
Okay. And the people who don't like it think it's not risky enough. They think she's just too well established and too safe. So there you go. The debate goes on about the Turner Prize. Anita Barrow
there. As always.
As always, indeed. Yes, you're listening to Books and Arts.